listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay tuned.
Savior was walking up Calvary's hill. The birds hushed their singing, the leaves all stood still. All the flowers in the field bowed their lovely heads as the Savior to Calvary was led. Tell me why, oh tell me why, did Jesus die on Calvary? Tell me why did he suffer such agony? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That is why Jesus died for you and me. They drove nails in his hands, pierced his precious side. The pain was so great that tears filled his eyes. But he spoke not a word till the last breath he drew. Then he prayed, they know not what they do. Tell me why, oh tell me why, did Jesus die on Calvary? Tell me why did he suffer such agony? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That is why Jesus died for you and me.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service to this precious congregation today. We're thankful for each one in our congregation, and we're trusting that as the songs and as the word goes forth, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each one. We also know that you see our congregation and that you love them, each one. You know their burdens, you know their cares, and you know their concerns. And we pray for them that you will minister to them, show your love to them, be pleased to bless them and help them in the ways that they stand in need of your help. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you flee from sin and serve the Lord? Be ready when he comes. He will soon appear with his reward.
Jesus told the disciples that he would come again, and I believe that he is, not to set up a literal kingdom, but to judge the world in righteousness. So he is coming again, and there is that great need of our being ready. Our subject for today's broadcast, Choose This Day Whom You Will Serve. And our text of Scripture is taken out of the book of Joshua, chapter 24, reading verses 14 and 15. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Some may not like to make decisions, but these are days of decisions. Decisions that will affect the destiny of our nation and world. Decisions that will affect our daily lives and our families. However, the decision Joshua called on Israel to make involved the eternal destiny of the soul. Thus, the most important decision anyone can and must make. And again I say, some do not like to make decisions, but this is a decision that everyone must make. The decision to be made is whether you are going to serve or who you are going to serve. Joshua said, choose this day whom you will serve. So the decision is, whom will you serve? We are all servants, you know. Jesus Christ said no man can serve two masters, but we do have a master, and we are servants. If we are not servants of God, then we are servants of his arch enemy, the devil. Now, this decision that Joshua called on Israel to make is actually a personal decision. Although he spoke to the children of Israel, yet he spoke to individuals, and they had to make their decision. And so this decision that Joshua called on Israel to make is a personal decision. It is personal because it affects you. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So we read in St. John chapter 3 and verse 36. It is so personal that no one can make this decision for you. We read in the Scriptures about the man Moses. He was born during the time when Pharaoh was ordering that all male Israeli children were to be slain. But his parents hid him, and the princes found him, and after he was turned over to his mother to nurse, take care of him until he was weaned, then he was turned over to the princes, and presumably lived there in the palace with the Pharaoh family for years. But the Scriptures tell us that when he came of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. Now that was an individual, personal decision that Moses and Moses alone could make. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. And again, we have here, in the words of the Lord Jesus, the fact that this is a personal decision that no one else can make. As Christ knocks on your heart's door, it is you and you alone that must make the decision as to whether you're going to open that door and let him enter or not. So it is a personal decision, but it is a decision that must be made. It is a decision that must be made now. We read in the scriptures about how Jesus and the 12 were there in the upper room observing the last Passover supper that God actually honored. And there at the Passover supper, Jesus told the disciples, "One of you shall betray me." And he said, "He is that dippeth in the sop with me." And as they went on eating the meal, Judas reached into the sop, and I can see in my imagination Jesus looking Judas right in the eye, and he said to Judas, "What thou doest, do quickly." I get out of that statement or that question of Jesus that he was talking about Judas making a decision as to whether he was going to go through with the plan of betrayal or whether he was going to back out. The point is, Judas had to make a decision, and he had to make it that very hour. So the decision that we must make should be made now. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. It is a decision to be made now, for we do not know what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. James chapter 4 and verse 14. How many people have gone into eternity lost because of procrastination, putting it off, intending sometime? I don't think anyone who knows anything about the gospel intends to be saved, or be lost rather. They all intend to be saved sooner or later. But, beloved, the decision must be made, and it needs to be made now, for we do not know what shall be on tomorrow. We don't know that we shall live to see tomorrow. So today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. It must be made now to avoid the hardening of the heart. Again, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 7. The decision must be made now because it cannot be made after death. There is nothing between death and the judgment that will change your state. The way you leave this world is the way you're going to be resurrected and face the Lord in judgment. So the decision must be made now because it cannot be made after death. So it is very important that the decision be made and that it be made now. Why should this decision be made? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So Paul tells us in Romans 3 and 23, there is the decision as to whether we're going to continue a life of sin, serving other gods as it were, or whether we are going to turn from sin and serve the true and the living God. So why should the decision be made? Why should this decision be made? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and thus all must make the decision. Because your eternal destiny depends on the decision you make. Yes, it is the most important decision you will ever make in all of your life, because it affects not only you now, but it affects you eternally. So the decision you make as to whether you're going to serve God or not affects your eternal destiny. And remember, there is only two places that souls will go in eternity. They will go to be with the Lord, or they will go to the regions of the lost. And the decision you make, yes, the decision you make, will determine whether you go to be with the Lord or whether you go to the regions of the lost. Now, this decision needs to be made because God loves you and gave His Son to die for you. Yes, Jesus went to the old rugged cross. He suffered, He bled, He died there on that cross for you. Yes, you individually. And He died there, and He rose again the third day, so that you could be saved, so that you could have the love of God shed abroad in your heart, and so that you could have eternal life. This is life eternal, that you might know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So the choice that you must make is whether you're going to have everlasting life or whether you will perish. Now, it is not God's will that you should perish. Not one sinner dies in the will of God. Not one sinner dies lost in the will of God, for it is not God's will that you live in sin, and it is not God's will that you perish. I know there are those who preach predestination, and only those that God preordained are going to be saved. But the Bible says it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God willeth not the death of the sinner. God will have all men to be saved. And Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. So if you die in a lost state, it will be because you choose to do so. Again, Joshua challenged Israel to choose whom you will serve. If it seem evil unto you, how could it be evil to serve the true and the living God? And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose lands you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, since the decision must be made, how is this decision made? If it is to serve God, you make the decision by realizing that you are lost and that you cannot save yourself. All we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Yes, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So if you're going to make the decision to serve the Lord, you must realize and acknowledge that you are lost and that you need salvation. You cannot save yourself. You cannot be saved by good works. The Bible clearly teaches that salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. So you must realize that you're lost. You must realize that you cannot save yourself. You must realize that you need a Savior. And in realizing that you are lost, that you have sinned against God, you've broken His law, disobeyed His commands, then you come to the Lord, confessing and forsaking your sins. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. I realize it is hard for many people to acknowledge that they are wrong, but beloved, if you are living in sin, you are wrong. And whether you acknowledge that you're wrong or not, you're still wrong. So to be saved, to be a child, become a child of God, you must acknowledge that you have sinned, you must acknowledge that you are wrong, and you must confess, and you must forsake your sins. So John said, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all, not part, but all unrighteousness. Now this must be done because of godly sorrow. It must not be a mere form. It must not be mere words. It must be with godly sorrow. For we read in Paul's writings to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." A lot of people are sorry because their evil deeds were exposed, because they were caught up with. But that's not the kind of sorrow that the Apostle Paul was talking about, and it's not the kind of sorrow that I'm referring to now. What I am referring to is godly sorrow. And what is godly sorrow? You are truly sorry in your heart that you have sinned against God, that you have broken God's laws, that you have disobeyed Him, and you are truly sorry for it. And you come to God with that godly sorrow, and you repent of and you forsake your sins, and you call upon God to be merciful to me, a sinner, even as the man that went up to the temple and did not feel worthy to even lift his head. He smote his breast and he said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." The other fellow went up to the temple boasting about what he did, fasting, tithing, and this and that and the other thing. Jesus said that man went home the same hypocrite he was. But the man who smote his breast and said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner," went home justified. And so it is godly sorrow that worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. What are the results of the decision if we decide to serve God? Jesus becomes your Savior. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Paul said, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." So Jesus becomes your Savior. You become a new creature. God becomes your heavenly Father, and you become His child and a part of His family. You are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ came to open the prison house. So as a sinner, you are in prison. Jesus Christ opens the prison house. He gives you a pardon, and He allows you to go free. You are raised from spiritual death unto spiritual life. Again, Paul, in his letter to the church at Ephesus, "You hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." And Paul goes on in that second chapter and lets the people know that when he spoke about being quickened or being resurrected, he was talking about their being saved from sin and raised up to sit together with in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And whenever you are saved, one of the results is you have a hope. Yes, you have a hope. Heaven will be mine someday. You have hope not only in this time world, but in the world to come. The Apostle Paul said, "If in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable." So our hope goes beyond this time world. We have the hope of eternal life, in dwelling with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the holy angels, and all the saints of all ages, living with them eternally. What a hope. Remember, your decision is, will I serve God or Satan? That is the decision that must be made, and it must be made. You cannot avoid it. There is no neutral ground. There is a decision to be made, and the decision is, will I serve God or will I serve Satan? Will I have eternal life or eternal death? And only you can make the choice, and I would encourage you to choose God and live. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the hearts of those who have listened, and may you be able to deal with hearts, lead souls to thyself. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If it has, I'd encourage you to let us know. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our email or our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. We have a number of our broadcasts there on our webpage. There are also other services, and you may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. You may also join us in our services on Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, that's Eastern Time, and 6 o'clock in the evening. Our services are broadcast live over the Internet. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin Craig inviting you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Sinners, Jesus, Mary, Jesus.